Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah Isis. We do every single day, Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Peor. We are in the second parak, Mishnah Isis Dalid. And hey, yesterday we began our discussion of what we do for trees, and which trees are considered part of the same fence, which trees are considered part of different fences, and therefore one peya versus two peya. And now the Mishnah turns and picks up where we left off, Velecha Reuben, when we deal with carob trees. Kol Aroin Zeh, you can say, as long as you can see, when you're standing next to one of the trees, you can see the next tree, even though there's a fence between them, even though there's a canal between them, you can go ahead and you can take one peah for the other one. So I'm Rabban Gamliel. So Rabban Gamliel says, Noagin hayu beis abba nosnim peah achas lezeisim shaylem b'chol ruach. He says, I remember my father's house that when they dealt with olive trees, that they would go ahead and separate one peah for all the olive trees that were on the eastern side of the city, and all the olive trees that were on the western side of the city, all the olive trees of the north side, all the olive trees of the south side. In other words, it was the whole entire city and each section. But when it came to the question of the carob trees, kol aroin zeh, it was so long as you were able to see each one, if we were standing by one, they would separate one peah for the entire carob area, or the area of the carob trees, so long as you could see one when you were standing by the other. So Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok Omer Mishmel, but Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok said in his name of Rabban Gamliel, Af l'charubim shayulem b'chol ha'ir, they, even for carob trees in the entire city, they separated one peah. Even if they couldn't see one next to the other. We don't paskin that way, la halacha, but that was the way he understood things. The Mishnah continues and says, Hazareya sadeu min echad, what if somebody goes ahead and plants his field with one particular species, right? So afal pishu oseu shtei granos, even though he harvested at two separate times, no same peah achas, he can give one peah and have it count for the entire crop. Zora shnei minim, but if he planted it as two separate crops, right? I'm sorry, two separate types. Safal Pishasan, Goran Achas, even though they get harvested at the same time, no Sein Shtei Peos, he separates two Peos because they're two different species, so they are to be treated as two separate things. Hazareya Sadeu Shtei Minechitin, what if they're both wheat, but they're two different types of wheat? So, Asan Goran Achas, no Sein Pea Achas. If he harvested at one time, we treat it as one thing. Shtei granos, but if he went ahead and harvested as two separate times, so no sin shtei peos, he goes ahead and he separates two different peos at that point in time, because it becomes obvious at that point that what he was doing was separating two different crops, and two different crops need two different peos. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, phenomenal day.